Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Good morning, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So according to a new landmark study released this past week by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, an average of 20 American veterans a day commit suicide, which in my opinion is 20 too many. And joining me this week to talk about this report and the preventative steps that are being taken is the Undersecretary of Health for the Department of Veteran Affairs, and that is Dr. David J. Shulkin. Dr. Shulkin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave.
First, you know, I know you're the chief executive of the Veterans Health Administration, the nation's largest integrated healthcare system, 1,700 sites of care serving nearly 9 million veterans a year. You came in about a year ago at a very challenging time for this department. What type of reforms have moved forward over the last year within the department under your administration?
Well, our biggest priority, Dave, is to make sure that we get access to veterans who need care. That's to reduce the wait times. And we've been focused almost solely on making sure that when people have urgent problems, whether they're physical or mental health, that we can see them right away.
And that was, again, you know, you've been there a year. And so, you know, before that, there was a couple of years where there was reports of nearly one third of the veterans waiting for care from the department had died, with two previous years of some damning reports. So at this point, you know, what are some of the steps that have been taken to make sure that they have quick access and there's not a lot of waiting time? What is being done?
Well, the very first thing that we did when I got here as undersecretary is we separated out those that have urgent medical issues from those that have routine medical issues. And we've been focusing on making sure that there is no veteran who is out there who has an urgent healthcare need that we're not addressing. And that's what we're working hard on. The way that we're doing that is by implementing same-day evaluations in primary care and mental health. And by the end of this year, we will be there throughout the country.
Now, your department released a report this past week on veteran suicides, with a final report being released later this month. Share with us your initial findings, sir.
Well, I think you said it very well, which is that while in 2010, the estimate was 22 veterans took their life every day through suicide, our latest data from 2014 shows that that number is 20, and 20 is too many, one is too many. So this really makes us increasingly alarmed still that the number is this high, and makes us aggressively implement new ideas and interventions to try to reduce that number.
65% of all veterans who died from suicide were 50 years of age or older. Veterans accounted for 18% of all deaths from suicide among U.S. adults. That's a decrease by about 4%. Since 2001, U.S. adults' civilian suicides increased 23%, while veteran suicides increased 32% in that same period. After controlling for age and gender, this makes the risk of suicide 21% greater for veterans. Since 2001, the rate of suicide among U.S. veterans who use VA services increased by 8.8%, while the rate of suicide among veterans who do not use VA services increased by 38.6%. And in that same time period, you found that female veterans who use VA services increased 4.6%, while the rate of suicide increased 98% among female veterans who do not use VA services. So this kind of tells me how critical it is to use your services to prevent these suicides.
Yeah, I think you just gave lots and lots of statistics. And what the way that I think what's so important, and the reason why we think that this is such an important database for us to learn from, is that we do know that when veterans come to VA to seek care, that they do better and it saves lives. And we are so focused on making sure that if anybody knows a veteran, or if there's a veteran listening and they are really experiencing problems, that they come and they seek help, because that's why we're here and it makes a difference. And one of the findings that you did mention is that we are alarmed by the increase in women or female veterans, which, as you know, is a growing population of our veterans.
Yep.
They are at increased risk.
And I know that last year in Congress, and President Obama signed the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention for American Veterans Act to help improve suicide prevention, mental health services. Suicide is an issue that affects all Americans, obviously. The recent Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported that in April from 99 through 2014, that suicide rates increased 24% in the general population for both males and females. It's just too many. And I know now you're undertaking a number of new measures in addition to what you already started over the past year to make sure these numbers drop significantly. What is the plan?
Well, we're doing a number of things, but certainly hiring new mental health professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists, and other mental health professionals. We're expanding our telemental health services. We're already the largest in the country by far, but this is the best way we can bring specialized expertise to areas of the country where you just can't find mental health professionals to hire. And so using telehealth, we're able to bring that. And we're taking our research tools and identifying who's at highest risk, and we're taking them out of the research lab and putting them into the field so that we can start preventing some of these unnecessary deaths.
Yeah, looking at predictive modeling here. And one of the other things that I saw you're doing is working in community settings. So smaller organizations that are part of communities connected to the Veterans Association. So there can be some immediate help if they just want to walk down the street and go see somebody.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Of these 20 deaths a day, 14 of them are not getting care in the VA healthcare system. And so therefore, it's so important that we connect veterans with community resources and make sure that if they're choosing not to come to VA, that we are connecting them with other resources in the community. So we just want people who are veterans to go and to get help. We're here at VA if they want to come to us, but if not, we want them to find the right people.
Some people do not feel comfortable. They might not feel they need help. They might not know how to get it. They might not have the confidence enough to walk into a place. I'm assuming families, friends can somehow reach out as well on behalf of some of these veterans.
Yeah, I would say two things. VA has 300 vet centers. What vet centers are, they are other veterans who are there to help counsel their brothers and sisters. And they are not located in our medical centers. They are out in the community and are much more comfortable places for people who don't feel that they want to come into hospitals for help. So I think the vet centers are really great resources. But your point about friends and family are so important. We need people to be looking out for their veterans, and where they think that there's a problem, really encouraging people to go in and get help.
And is there a place that friends and family can go to, you know, I mean, some of these signs are very obvious, but is there a place that they can go to talk to somebody, or are there certain signs they should look for immediately so that they can reach out for some help?
Absolutely. These vet centers that I talked about do see family members and are there available to help veterans and their whole family get through the process. We also have our Veterans Crisis Line, which is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, where people can call up and speak to somebody at any point to get help in dealing with a difficult situation.
What's the best website for folks to go to, Doctor?
www.mentalhealth.va.gov.
And the mission to fulfill President Lincoln's promise to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, by serving and honoring the men and women who are America's veterans. Take good care of them, Doctor.
We will. Thank you so much.
Dr. David Shulkin, Undersecretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.